Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Wacky Jack Podcast. And today we are going to be talking about the muzzle loading pistol. Now, one thing to mention before really getting into the main part of the podcast about the muzzle loading pistol is that I've been ready to review this pistol for quite a while. I've even hinted at it in a couple of previous episodes. But anyways, today, I'm just going to be reviewing it, kind of explaining what it looks like, and just kind of some of the features of it, and how I think it really does. And there's going to be a couple of episodes kind of following up with the pistol, like getting supplies for it, blah, 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 all that good stuff, really, about it. But anyways, that's what we are going to be doing today, reviewing the muzzle-loading pistol, and just talking about what's a part of it. So anyways, before I get into this, I'm going to let my sponsors roll through just for about a minute. Okay, now that we are back from the sponsors that you probably heard in the intro today, we are going to be talking about the muzzle-loading pistol. So without any further ado, I'm going to get right into it. So the first thing about the muzzle-loading pistol that I want to mention, just kind of like the general shape of it, right? So basically the handle is more like a knob kind of thing, almost kind of like a, like more of a big doorknob, basically, almost. Basically, it looks a lot like the flintlock pistol, but it's a muzzle-loading one because it has a hammer, and all you need to do is put a percussion cap in it instead of a flint, I'm pretty sure. The next thing I want to mention, aside from the general build of it, is that also the screws in it. The screws aren't like all the other screws. Instead, they're kind of different in a way. Most normal screws that I really see have an X kind of in them. These ones are flathead, basically. But they're really good. They can go on pretty easy. And everything can just be nicely done on it. Next thing is the trigger guard and trigger on it, basically. So, basically, the trigger is just your kind of normal trigger, except it's a little bit more straight, but at the end, it kind of has, like, a more of an old-fashioned curl to it, which I find is pretty cool. And the finger, or the trigger guard, basically, the thing that surrounds the pistol, the pistol's trigger, I meant, It's larger usually than the other ones. Like if you see a modern day pistol, it's larger than that. If you ever seen an old saber, like a cavalry saber, it kind of has a handguard on it. That's kind of what it looks like, but like a smaller version of it. Next off about it is the hammer. Basically, my hammer has two clicks on it. Basically, apparently some of them have one. But mine has two. I think a lot of them have two. But anyways, mine just, you know, obviously like one, two, stuff like that. And under that screw, hold on, I'm trying to get it back over there. But anyways, basically the hammer clicks two times when it's being pulled back. And it has a little grip on the top of it, so if it's raining or something, it's just kind of better to handle. And under that hammer is a percussion kind of cap nipple where when the percussion cap goes on, it will fire a spark down there, and the gunpowder gets ignited, and it just kind of blows up inside the barrel, and it shoots out the bullet. But on my hammer, I have a little bit of a detail here. And to the left of it is just kind of the normal aim kind of things, your standard aiming things that you probably get on any gun, really. Now, one of my favorite parts about the gun, really, is the ramrod. My ramrod is just made out of wood with metal on the top and bottom of it, so it can fit into the kind of holster for it, and so it can easily go down the barrel. But it's a pretty short ramrod. It fits just perfectly along with the bullet, usually. And after working with it a bit, it goes down pretty perfectly. And it just kind of fits right into the holster for it. But anyways, that's just kind of a flint, well, not a flintlock, but a muzzle loading pistol. Basically, I just use like a kind of a, I think 50 caliber ball. The pistol is a 50 caliber. It can handle up to about 50 grains of black powder. But also, I use 30 to 50, and it still fires pretty well. Usually around in the 40 to 45 range. But anyways, it's by Connecticut Valley Arms. Basically, it's a really good pistol. Mine's kind of the earlier model, but anyways, thank you for listening to today's podcast. And if I were to give this podcast, or not the podcast, but the pistol overall in general a rating, now that it fires correctly, I think I'll give it probably do I dare go to a 10? You know, yeah, why not? Yeah, it's fun to load, it's fun to fire, it's fun to see the smoke come out of it, really everything. So I'm going to say a 10 out of 10 for the black powder pistol of the muzzleloader. You can look it up. They might have it on Connecticut Valley Arms website. I just bought it in store because I got mine used, but it was barely used, and it was really cheap, about $200 for the pistol. But anyways, that's all I have to talk about for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great rest of your day and night whenever you're listening, and I will see you on the next one. God bless.